You are now listening to the iScript of Soul Shadows 2, Riches, by Stephen Brown. Interior, the alcove. Tanis sits at her table, flipping a silver coin. It lands on the table before her. She frowns. Tanis, She picks it up, flips it again. She does this several times before noticing us, but as usual, she is unsurprised, unimpressed, to find us watching her. Tanis,
you know, Tanis always be right. Heads, tails, Tanis always be knowin'. Ain't no fun that way.
Tanis smiles her sly smile as an idea forms, and she picks up the coin once more.
Maybe we should be letting the dark fates decide if Tanis be telling any tales tonight.
She flips the coin high into the air.
Heads, Tanis be winning. Tails, you be losing.
And the coin lands on the table, edge on. Tanis sighs, exasperated at the impossible upright coin.
So even the spirits be wanting a tale tonight.
So be it.
Tanis reaches toward the coin. On the upright coin, Tanis lightly flicks the coin with a slim finger. It rolls across the table.
But sometimes, even when you be thinking you winning, well, maybe it ain't really so.
And the coin continues to roll and roll. Surely it would have reached the table's edge by now, but no, it just keeps rolling, as if the table were infinite. But as it rolls, as Tanis speaks, the coin slowly begins to change.
This coin, it be far from lucky. This coin be carrying something dark, a tale called riches.
And the rolling coin finally morphs into a spinning tire, tooling along the blacktop. Super. Riches. And pulling back reveals exterior, quiet road, day. A beat-up car coasts along. Interior, car. Charlie Bloom, 30s, taps his fingers on the steering wheel to the beat of the music from the radio. His rhythm is just like his appearance. Below average. Daniel Bloom, 10, sits on the passenger seat, looking glum out of the window. Charlie notices, smiles, and turns the radio down. Charlie,
okay, what's up?
Daniel shrugs, not taking his gaze from the window. Charlie turns the radio off. Charlie,
come on, little man, what's up?
Finally, Daniel turns to Charlie. Daniel,
why can't you stay with me and ma'am anymore?
Charlie exhales, smiles with sympathy to Daniel. Charlie,
I wish I could, Danny, but I've upset your ma'am, okay? I did something stupid, and now I need to make it up to her so she forgives me.
Daniel's blank face. Charlie laughs, scruffs Daniel's hair. Charlie,
I'm working on it, okay, fella?
Daniel smiles.
Okay, Dad.
Exterior, quiet road, day. The car turns into a street. Exterior, Bloom family home, day. Charlie's car parked at the curb. Charlie and Daniel get out and walk up the path towards the terraced house. This particular house is in better condition than the neighbor's, a well-kept garden. Charlie rings the doorbell. The door opens to reveal Emily Bloom, 30s, a cute young woman but good looks hidden under years of hard graft. She smiles down at Daniel. Emily,
hey, kidda, you had fun?
Daniel hugs her and nods, walks inside. Daniel,
see ya, Dad.
Charlie,
yeah, see you next weekend, son.
Charlie shifts on his feet.
Charlie, how are you?
Emily looks over her shoulder after Daniel. Emily,
fine, fine.
She glares back at Charlie, pulling a pack of cigarettes from her pocket, lights one up. Emily,
anything else?
Charlie,
aw, come on, Em, don't be like that.
Emily taps her painted fingernails on the doorframe with impatience. Charlie,
I'm really trying here. I haven't had a bet since that last one, I swear.
Emily, what do you want, a medal? Charlie turns on his heels, rolling his eyes. Turns back. Charlie,
what can I do?
Emily, pay back every penny you took from us. Charlie lowers his gaze, bites his bottom lip as he glances back up at Emily.
You know I will.
Emily stares at Charlie, taking a long drag from her cigarette, throws it down and stumps it out. Emily,
good.
She slams the door shut. Charlie stares at the painted wood of the door. Interior, pub behind the bar, night. Charlie rests his arms on the bar top, his eyes on the football game on the television hanging on the wall. Sam Johnson, 40s, barrel-chested, sits on the other end of the bar, watching the same game.
Charlie,
pile of shit, isn't it? Sam takes a long sup of his pint, puts it down, shaking his head at Charlie.
Sam, they're not even losing yet.
Charlie,
yet. Yet being the word.
Drunk off screen.
Hey, can I get some drinks here for me and my buddies?
Charlie glances across at the drunk, a little bald man in his late 60s. He's surrounded by a group of lads, 20s.
Charlie, sure. What can I get you?
The drunk spins around, counting his friends. He nearly falls over, cueing raucous laughter from them all. Drunk,
7 pints of lager, please.
Charlie shares a look with Sam as he nods and pulls the pints. The friends cheer and slap the drunk's back before walking back to their table. The drunk wobbles on his feet. Drunk.
I've won another bet, you see. I'm celebrating.
Charlie hands over the first couple of drinks. Charlie.
Well, as long as you keep some of your winnings for yourself.
The drunk waves the comment away.
Drunk. I'd only waste it.
He chuckles as he hunts in his pockets for his wallet. Holds it up with a big grin. The wallet is fat with cash. Interior. Bloom family home. Living room. Night. The television shows a computer game. Emily lies on the sofa, reading a magazine. Daniel kneels in front of the television, engrossed by the character he controls. The room is clean and well-decorated, but everything seems old or used. The television, carpet, sofa all seem to wear years of use. Interior. Pub. Night. Sam drains the remains of his pint. Yawns. Charlie, still behind the bar, looks over his shoulder at the clock on the wall. 22:50. Charlie.
There's time for another.
Sam stands and puts his coat on, shaking his head. Sam.
Nah, I'm up early tomorrow.
Charlie nods and clears away his empty glass. Charlie.
Okay, see you later.
Sam.
Yeah, see ya.
Sam walks off. Charlie walks out from behind the bar, clearing empty glasses as he goes. There doesn't seem to be anyone else in. Quiet sobs come from somewhere off screen. Charlie stops, frowns, and looks around. Walks on. The drunk sits in one of the corner booths, hidden from prying eyes. His head in his hands, he sobs. As soon as the drunk sees Charlie, he straightens himself up and wipes his eyes dry, smiles an apology. Charlie.
Closing up, mate. You okay?
I'm sorry. You must think I'm such a clown.
The drunk sniffs hard and wipes his nose with his sleeve.
It only works for so long, doesn't it?
What's that?
The drunk holds up his half-empty glass and wiggles it. Charlie takes a seat.
So what happened to the celebrating? Did you really win that bet?
The drunk snorts with laughter, hunts in his pockets for something, holds up a plain silver coin between thumb and forefinger.
See this? Do you know what this is, young man?
Charlie raises his eyebrows, fights half a smile.
A coin?
The drunk flashes a wry smile.
What if I told you that this is my lucky coin? What if I told you that ever since this coin came into my possession, I've never lost a bet? Ever. What if I told you that?
Charlie rolls his eyes, stands.
Then I'd say you best keep a hold of it.
Charlie walks off, collecting the rest of the empty glasses.
It's yours if you want it, Sonny. Could change your life.
Charlie doesn't look back, carries on with the cleaning. Better get going, mate. I really do have to close up. The drunk stands, glass in hand, and walks towards the toilet. Charlie glances over and shrugs.
Yeah, just use the toilet. Help yourself.
He carries the glasses back behind the bar. The coin rests in the center of the drunk's table. Interior, pub, toilets, night. The drunk walks in, still carrying the glass, and opens one of the cubicle doors, staggers in and takes a seat. He hunts in his pockets, pulls out a crumpled old photograph. He gazes at the photograph with great sadness. Tears well in his eyes. The photograph shows the drunk as a younger, happier man with his arm around a young woman. The woman holds a baby. The drunk closes his eyes and raises his head. His hand grips the glass tighter, knuckles white. He smashes it off the bottom of the toilet bowl. The impact makes his body jump. The drunk raises a shard of glass to his eyeline. The razor-sharp edge sparkles. Toilets, later. Blood trickles along the floor. Charlie, off-screen.
Come on, wait. I'm wanting to get home.
Charlie walks through the door. Stops dead when he sees the blood. He creeps forward. Eyes dart around the area. The blood streams from the cubicle the drunk entered earlier. Charlie pushes the door open. The drunk sits, slumped back on the toilet seat. Both of his wrists slashed open. Dried blood covers his arms. Interior, bar, later. Charlie sits at the corner booth where the drunk sat earlier. A policeman sits opposite him. Policeman.
So you have no idea who this guy is?
He didn't say his name. Charlie doesn't take his eyes from the table. The coin and the table in particular. Charlie.
Never seen him before.
No. Two men emerge from the toilets, a gurney in their arms. The body, covered by a blanket, lies on top. The policeman looks over, smiles back to Charlie, then stands.
Well, I won't take up any more of your time, Mr. Bloom.
I'm sure this has been a great distress for you. Charlie nods, but doesn't look up. The policeman holds out a card for Charlie. In case you need to talk to anyone about this. It's procedure to offer. The policeman smiles with a hint of embarrassment.
Well, take care.
He follows the two men out of the door. Charlie sits for a moment. 2 moments. Eyes still on the coin. Charlie takes the coin in his fingers. Holds it up to eye level. The flashing lights from the fruit machine catches his attention. He glances across at it with a sheepish smile. He stands up and walks over to the fruit machine, eyeing it like an old friend that always led him astray. Charlie shakes his head and walks behind the machine to unplug it. Just before his finger hits the switch, a pound coin on the floor catches his attention. He reaches down and picks it up, glances up at the fruit machine. Charlie stands and holds the pound coin to the slot, hesitates just a touch before letting it slip inside, presses the button. The reels spin. The spark of excitement in Charlie's eyes is unmistakable. Subtle, but it's there as he watches the reels settle on 1 gold bell, 2 gold bells, 3 gold bells. Charlie laughs, shaking his head. The credits in the machine flash to £25. He presses the button again. The reels spin. 1 gold bell, 2 gold bells, 3 gold bells. Charlie stares at the 3 gold bells in a row, looks down at the coin in the palm of his hand. Charlie presses collect and shovels the 50-pound coins from the tray into his pockets. His gaze stays on the fruit machine for a moment or two, shakes his head. Interior, garage, day. Charlie rests back on a workbench, wearing oil-stained overalls. Sam works under the bonnet of a car in similar attire. Sam,
so your first bet and you win 50 pound? Not bad, not bad at all.
Charlie rolls his eyes and glances down at the workbench. A newspaper lies open at the horse racing section. He absently picks it up and flicks through. Charlie,
it was just on the bandit, that's all. It's not really a bet.
Sam stands and shuts the bonnet, turns to face Charlie.
Mate, you've been grafting your arse to pay them back. You deserve a little slack, don't you think?
A smile creeps over Charlie's face. Sam taps the paper in Charlie's hand with a wink.
Who you fancy? If you're not going to make the most of this luck, then I am.
Sam laughs and wipes his oily hands on his overalls. Interior, bookies, day. Sam stands at the cashier's desk, hands over his betting slip. Charlie stands behind him, eyes darting around the room for anyone that might recognize him. Sam turns, and the two of them walk over to one of the television screens on the wall. They watch a horse race about to begin. Sam nudges Charlie, holding up the betting slip. Sam,
22-1, Charlie. You'll be gutted if this comes out and you haven't got a piece of it.
Charlie keeps his gaze fixed on the screen. Sam smiles, watching his friend try to fight the bug. Sam,
come on, just a pound.
What's the harm? It's your tip, anyway.
Finally, Charlie turns to Sam, a defeated look upon his face. Charlie pulls out his wallet as he walks to the cashier. Sam watches with a satisfied grin. Exterior. Bookies. Street. Day. Charlie and Sam walk out. Sam counts the cash notes in his hand with glee. Charlie stuffs his into his wallet. Sam slaps Charlie on the back as they approach a road. Sam.
200 big ones, fella.
Sam steps onto the road. Charlie spots the car and reaches out to Sam. Sam.
Thanks for the tip.
But too late. The car smashes into Sam, sending him flying into the air. He hits the ground with a thump. Charlie rushes over to his friend, squats down by his side. Charlie.
Sam! Sam, you okay?
Sam's eyes flutter closed. Exterior. Bloom Family Home. Day. A brand spanking new car pulls up at the curb. Charlie gets out. Dressed well. He holds a plastic bag behind his back. Closes the door and walks towards the house. Rings the doorbell. Emily opens the door. Charlie.
Hi, Em.
Emily. I'm sorry about your friend, Charlie. How is he? Charlie half smiles. Appreciates the concern.
Thanks, but it's not looking too good.
There's always a chance with a bit of luck, though. Emily matches Charlie's smile. Interior, exterior, new car. Day, moving. Charlie and Daniel drive along a main road. Daniel holds a black and white striped football top up. He smiles from ear to ear. Charlie.
Try it on, see if it fits.
Daniel turns his wide-eyed gaze to Charlie. Daniel.
Can I wear it for the match?
Charlie laughs.
That's what football tops are for, plonker.
Charlie winks to his son as he puts the football top on over his t-shirt. Interior, football stadium, day. Packed with people, Charlie holds Daniel's hand tight as they battle through the turnstile. Charlie sees bookies in the corner, checks his watch. He pulls Daniel to him and squats down. Charlie,
listen, son, I'm going to go get some food for us. You get the seats, okay?
He hands 2 tickets over to Daniel. Charlie,
think you can do that?
Daniel looks down at the tickets as he grabs them, nods.
Good lad. See you in 5.
Daniel walks off into the mass of football fans, most in the same black and white striped top. Charlie watches Daniel disappear. As soon as he has, he darts towards the bookies. Exterior, football stadium, seats, day. Daniel sits by himself. Charlie excuses himself as he squeezes past people, towards Daniel. He carries 2 pies and 2 polystyrene cups, takes a seat and passes a pie and a cup to Daniel. Charlie,
Bovril and steak pie, son. That's what it's all about.
Charlie smiles to Daniel's perplexed face. Charlie,
just try it.
Daniel shrugs and takes a sip from the cup, spits it out. Charlie laughs and pulls a bottle of pop out of his pocket, hands it over to Daniel. Charlie,
I had a feeling you wouldn't like it.
Daniel takes the bottle of pop. Thanks, Dad.
No problem, son.
Charlie takes the betting slip from his back pocket and checks it. Exterior, car park, day. Daniel runs along, kicking a can like a football. Charlie walks behind him, counting a wad of cash notes in his hand. Daniel shoots the can, throws his hands up in celebration. Charlie looks up, pockets the cash and smiles, runs to catch up with him and lifts him in the air.
Charlie. Next Alan Shearer, aren't you, Dan?
Daniel laughs as Charlie puts him on his shoulders. Thanks for taking me, Dad.
They reach the car, and Charlie lowers Daniel to the ground.
No problem, son.
Charlie opens the passenger's door.
Exterior, Bloom family home. Day.
Charlie and Daniel wait at the front door. Emily opens the door and smiles down at Daniel.
Emily.
How was the game?
Daniel.
We won. 3-1, just like Dad.
Charlie ruffles up Daniel's hair, laughs.
Charlie.
We had fun, Emily.
Daniel looks up at Charlie, confused, walks inside.
Charlie reaches into his pockets, pulls out some cash notes, and hands them over to Emily.
Emily raises her eyebrows and counts the notes.
Emily.
Before I get into how you got this, there's far too much here.
Charlie. I've been working hard, Emily. I just want you to forgive me.
Emily puts the cash into her pocket, looks at Charlie with begrudging love.
Emily. Do you want to come in?
Charlie smiles.
Interior, Bloom family home, living room.
Charlie and Emily sit on the sofa. Daniel plays on his computer game on the floor.
Emily.
Do you want a drink?
Tea?
Charlie stands up.
I can make it. I think I can remember where everything is.
Emily smiles up at him as he walks through to the kitchen. Emily waits until he's gone, then looks down at Daniel.
Emily.
Dan, did you see where your dad got that money?
Daniel doesn't take his eyes from the screen.
Daniel.
He told me not to say.
Emily's eyes dart back to the kitchen door, anger in them.
Come on, Dan, no secrets, remember?
Daniel presses pause in his game, turns to face Emily.
He got it from the man at the football.
Which man?
Daniel lowers his gaze, uncomfortable.
Dad gave the man a sheet of paper, and the man gave him back money. He said it was a prize for winning the football.
Charlie walks back through with two steaming cups.
Charlie.
It is still two sugars, isn't it?
Emily stands up.
How could you?
Charlie steps back, shocked.
I'm sorry, it's been a while, you know.
Emily digs her hands into her pocket, pulls out the cash, and throws it at Charlie.
Lying about all this is bad enough, but getting your son to lie to his own mother for you? That's disgusting.
Daniel's teary eyes dart between the pair of them.
Charlie.
I can explain, Em. Come on. This is the streak to end all streaks. I can't lose.
Emily storms over to the door, flings it open and glares over at Charlie.
Get out.
Charlie lowers his head, rubs his eyes with his fingertips.
Fine.
To hell with you, then.
He walks out through the door just in time before Emily slams it shut.
And if you think you're seeing Dan again, think again.
Daniel stares at Emily, tears running down his cheeks.
Interior, casino, roulette table, night.
The room is pretty quiet.
Only the hardcore gamblers frequent the place at this hour.
Charlie sits with a drink in his hand at the table, a pile of chips in front of him. He slides them all over to zero. The dealer raises his eyebrows.
Dealer, no more bets.
He spins the wheel. The little ball dances as it spins. As the wheel slows, the ball jumps between 3 and 26. Just before it stops, the ball makes a heroic jump to 26's neighbor, zero, where it stays. The dealer smiles, more to himself than anyone, as he inspects the wheel, turns to Charlie.
Dealer, green, zero.
The dealer replaces Charlie's stack of chips with a much larger one. Charlie finishes his drink, a lewd expression on his face, as he pushes the chips back onto zero. Begin montage. Charlie wins and fire.
A. The roulette wheel spins. The ball dances in midair.
B. Emily asleep in her bed. C. Daniel asleep in his bed. D. The dealer hands over another large stack of chips to the scowling Charlie. Charlie knocks back another whiskey.
E.
The living room in silence. A cigarette end, still lit, sits in the ashtray on the floor by the sofa. A gust of wind lifts the ember onto the material of the sofa, and it catches a light.
F.
The flames roar through the living room. The smoke meanders up the stairs.
G.
Charlie cashes in his chips. An unimaginable amount of money has passed his way.
End montage.
Exterior, street, night. Charlie stumbles along, clearly drunk. His mobile phone rings, pulls it out.
Charlie,
hello? Charlie screws his face in confusion.
Yeah, what's the matter?
What?
How?
I'll be right there. He snaps his phone shut and stumbles onto the road in front of a taxi, forcing it to stop.
Please, please, this is an emergency.
He climbs into the taxi. Interior, hospital waiting room, night. Charlie paces up and down. The doctor walks out of a door, towards Charlie.
Doctor,
Mr. Bloom, would you like to sit down?
No, I'm fine standing. How are they?
The doctor lets out an uncomfortable sigh.
It's not looking good, Mr. Bloom.
Your wife and son have both inhaled a lot of smoke. There is partial fourth-degree burns and major third-degree burning. Charlie lowers his head.
What are their chances?
Mr. Bloom, it's a wonder they're alive at all.
This comment seems to stick in Charlie's gut. He lowers his head and closes his eyes.
Silence, for what seems an eternity, until...
Can I see them?
Of course. Follow me.
The doctor turns and walks off. Charlie follows him. Interior, hospital, intensive care ward. Emily and Daniel lie on separate beds, almost lifeless bodies covered by sheets. Machines bleep away.
Charlie walks through the double doors, face covered by a surgical mask. He takes a seat between the two of them. Charlie lowers his head as the tears begin. He sobs. A nurse walks through the doors. Her eyes widen at the sight of Charlie. Nurse, excuse me, I'm so sorry. Charlie reaches into his pocket and pulls out a handkerchief. Something else falls out and hits the floor. Something metal. Charlie wipes his eyes. The nurse backs out of the room. Charlie looks down at the coin on the floor. The coin the drunk had given him. He reaches down and picks it up. Stares at it. Anger registers on his face. Charlie's fist closes around the coin as he stands up. I'll put this right. Emily, Dan, I'll put this right. He staggers out of the room, banging his shoulder against the door as he goes. Exterior. Bridge. Night. Charlie stumbles along the deserted bridge. He walks to the edge and looks down at the river below. Charlie opens his fist. The coin lays in the center of his palm. Charlie closes his eyes, sliding the coin into his pocket. He climbs under the wall of the bridge. Jumps. Interior. Hospital intensive care ward. Night. Emily and Dan's burnt red faces begin to lighten. The burns clear away. Daniel wakes up in a coughing fit. Emily sits up, eyes confused about her surroundings. The sheet falls from her body, showing the perfect unmarked skin below. Interior. Bloom family home. Living room. Day. Many people, all dressed in black, walk out. Emily and Daniel, also dressed in black, lead them to the front door. An old couple are the last to leave. The old lady glances down at Daniel, then up at Emily. Old lady. Such a shame for the boy, too. Emily holds Daniel to her side, smiles. I know. He misses his dad so much he won't let that old coin out of his sight for anyone. Daniel breaks away from his mother's arm, runs up the stairs. Emily and the old couple look after him, smiles of sympathy. Emily leans into the old lady. Emily. It's all Charlie had on him when the police found him. Daniel reaches the top of the stairs, runs into his bedroom and jumps on the bed. He takes the coin out of his pocket and stares at it, dissolved to the coin, still rolling across the table, and finally reaching the edge. It falls into Tanis's outstretched palm. Tanis. Every coin, like every choice, they be having two sides. Wider. Tanis examines the coin, one side, then the other. Some be thinking that they ain't no chance, that they ain't no luck. That they be a plan for everything. But Tanis, no luck ain't part of no plan, no chance be coming to you from another place. Tanis closes her fist around the coin. Luck can leave. She opens her fist. The coin is gone. She raises her other fist. Or she be coming back. She opens her hand, revealing the coin inside. Just like that. Good or bad, rich or poor. Luck? She don't care no way. Tanis now lets the coin roll smoothly back and forth across her knuckles, an expert prestidigitationer. Course, they be saying ain't no one truly rich, but damn dat's truly happy. Got no problems, got no worries. And if dat be so, Tanis flips her coin one last time. On the coin, it hangs in the air, glistening as it flutters end over end. Then ain't nobody rich. Before it falls out of sight, and we hold on empty air, as the coin clatters unseen to the hard stone floor, and its ringing echoes fade. This concludes the iScript of Soul Shadows 2, Riches, by Stephen Brown. Feel free to visit us at www.iscript.com.
Our privacy policy strictly forbids the resale or transfer of any iScript product that you obtain a limited license to by downloading the script for your personal use. We have agreed with all parties that provide availability of scripted material that we will cooperate to the fullest extent allowed by law to prosecute any unauthorized use of an iScript product.